Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Lamed, Simon Tess. We left off with the question, what does the Chazan do? The Chayodim pointed out that the person should say Kedusha together with the Tzibrit. Kedusha has to be said together with a group of 10 people. So he has to say it together with the Tzibur. So the Bir Lacha raises the question, what should the Chazan do? Should the Chazan say it with the Tzibur? Which would be the logical thing. He says, Nikadesh, let us together be Mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So therefore he should say it together with everybody else. Or do we say, even when he says it by himself, since he's there to be much of the Tzibur, he counts as if he's saying it with 10 people, because he's functioning as an extension of the whole Tzibur in his tefillah. There's no need for him to say it together with everybody else. Now the question is, even if there's no need for him to say it with everybody else, why not say it with everybody else? Because that for sure would work. But on the other hand, so the reason why we're contemplating this whole issue is because part of the function of the Shliach Tzibur is to be Matzeh the Tzibur. And interestingly enough, during Kedusha is probably one of his greatest opportunities to actually do that. During most of Chazar Sashatz, except in a unique situation, he's not being mitzi anybody because nobody really is chayiv in tefillah. Everybody is davening on their own. So the ikur tekana of Chazar Sashatz to be mitzi the tzibur is no longer relevant. But the tekana is in place and we do it. But during Kedusha, there are individuals who have not finished Shmoneh Esrei yet. And the way they're going to be Yotzei Kedusha is by listening to Kedusha. So who are they going to listen to? If they listen to the person next to them who's saying Kedusha, the person next to them does not have Kavanah to be Motzi them. And to be Yotzei with Shmei Kohenah, it requires Kavanah. Now, does it really require Kavanah? By the Pesach of the Magen Aron, by Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, which the Beis Yosef explains that the din of Kavanah by Shemei HaKohen to be Yotzei is tied into the rule of Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. The Magen Aron paskins that by the Raises we pask, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we paskin by the Raises Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, but the Magen Aron says by the Rabbanans we hold Mitzvah Zayin Sichas Kavanah. So if Kedusha is the Rabbanan, you would not need Kavanah, so I could hear the person next to me say Kedusha, and that's sufficient. But the Zohar, and the Rizal follows that, and the other Bali Kabbalah say that the person, Shulchan Aruch Harav, passes like this as well, that a person is Mekayim in Mitzvah Deraisa, when he says Kedusha, he's been Mekayim in Ikdashti, B'sach B'nai Yisrael, on a Deraisa level. So you need Kavanah to be Yotzei. So who is there for Shemei HaKadah also needs Kavanah. So who's going to have Kavanah? So Moshe, in Igros Moshe, points out that the Chazan automatically has a din of having Kavanah to be Matzeh the Tzibur because that's what he's there for. So the Chazan has Kavanah to be Matzeh the Tzibur. I am having Kavanah to be Yertzeh with him, so I can be Yertzeh with hearing the words of Kedusha from the Chazan. The primary words that I have to hear from the Chazan is the Pasuk of Kadosh, the Pasuk of Baruch, and also the Pasuk of Yimlech. I can't hear him if he says it together with the rest of the Tzibur. But if he says it afterwards, I can hear him. So what should I do? So Bir Lacha raises the question. Rav Moshe actually paskins in Igros Moshe Chelek Dalad that the Chazan should actually wait. And by waiting, he'll be able to therefore be much of the Tzibur. He will say it out loud, be much of the Tzibur, the individuals who need to be say Kedusha and be Yotzei Kedusha by hearing him. Mishnah Berurah suggests something a little bit in the middle. He says that this halacha that you have to say with the tzibur, what about if I walk into shul and they're saying Kedusha and I catch just the end of the phrase Kedosh? Can I say Kedosh? I didn't hear the chazan. I didn't start with everybody else. I'm sort of saying it together with the at the end. So that halacha, that is sufficient. So as long as I start saying my first word of Kedosh when everybody else is finishing off their last word, that Meloch Halorz Kavoidoi, they're finishing off saying Kavoidoi, and I'm saying Kadosh, that's fine. So the Bir Lacha points out that if the Chazan will start his first word when everybody else is saying their last word, or at least there's 10 people still saying the last word, that's called he's saying it with the Tzibur. So that would be the suggestion. According to the Bir Lacha, what to do is that the Chazan should start saying it as the rest of the tzibur is dying down, where there's still 10 people saying, responding to Kedusha, at that point in time, he can say it loud enough that the tzibur will, who have to hear it, the individuals which need to hear it will be able to hear it, but he will also at the same time be saying it together with the tzibur. So it's sort of a pshara between the two positions. Let's just finish off the simon. When the person says the words Kadosh, and also when he says Baruch and he says Yimloich, the person should raise himself up a little bit, based on the pasuk which says the Malachim raise themselves, and we're saying let's give Kedusha like the Malachim. Mishnah Berurah points out it just means raising yourself, it doesn't mean jumping up and down. The person should not do that, he says. People will come to be misloitzitz, people will make jokes about it. So you're being machshel people in making jokes about people, other people, etc. It's inappropriate to act in extreme ways. You're calling attention to yourself, etc. So you should not be jumping up and down. It just means raising yourself up. And it's appropriate when a person is saying Kedusha to be looking up, Klapei Shamayim. The language of the Chagadim is a little bit different than the Mishnah Berurah. He says you should look up the Ma'at Lamala. It's based on the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham does not mention this word, the Ma'at. He just says you should look the Ma'ala, you should look up when you're saying Kedusha. I'm not sure why the Chagadim adds the word Ma'at. Have a good day, have a good Chayesh.